Russian President Vladimir Putin went on live television today to answer questions from Russians across the country. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports that the call-in show, the first ever in Russia, seemed choreographed to cultivate a more open image of Putin.
State television gave President Putin a grandiose introduction for what was billed as a revolutionary event. The 2.5-hour live TV performance seemed carefully scripted to smash the reputation for secrecy Kremlin leaders have always had. It cast Putin as a man of the people. Strutting out confidently from behind a curtain, Putin sat down at a long table. He began firing off an exhaustive array of economic statistics. He cited economic growth of 5.5% this year, a 21% rise in real wages, a record harvest, and rising birth rates. Putin said Russia had finally turned the corner.
The tendencies are very positive. The result of all our work, of the work of all the people of Russia, is satisfactory. We can definitely say that 2001 was a successful year for Russia.
Yet Putin admitted living standards for most Russians remained low. The capital, Moscow, may be brimming with sushi bars catering to the new rich. But nationwide, the average wage is still just $115 a month. Of the 2 million questions sent in by email or telephone to the broadcast, more than 70% dealt with social or economic problems. People who braved freezing temperatures to line up at 10 special TV cameras across Russia, people like Anna, did not mince words. We're a young family. I'm a school teacher and my husband is studying to be a doctor, she says. I don't have to tell you what laughable salaries we make. You must agree that there has to be a radical change in the situation. Putin countered by citing plans to raise the pay of state workers. An elderly woman who called from the city of Volgograd asked Putin to explain why her pension was so low. The woman said she had taken part in World War II and served in Poland. I have a pension of $33 a month. Please help me, she said. Glancing into a teleprompter, Putin told the woman there must be some sort of mistake.
The government is doing everything it can to help pensioners. We've especially tried to help war veterans. I hope we have your telephone number. I promise you we'll get this sorted out.
While most questions dealt with similar Russian social ills, from alcoholism to the mafia, others were lighthearted. One man asked Putin, a former KGB officer, how he felt about having spent the night at President Bush's Texas ranch during his recent visit to the U.S.
I wasn't worried. He should have been worried about what was going on by allowing a former Soviet intelligence officer into his house.
Some commentators, like journalist Masha Lipman, saw Putin's performance as a smokescreen. She noted Putin has given only one press conference in Russia since coming to power 2 years ago.
President Putin has never answered an unfriendly question from a Russian reporter. So this event creates the impression that the president is open, that he answers whatever questions he is asked, whereas in fact, there are quite a few questions that myself and I'm sure a lot of my colleagues would like to ask the president but do not have this opportunity.
The ordinary Russians who lined up to ask Putin questions at Moscow's Pushkin Square today had a mixed reaction to the event. Some were unconvinced by his performance, but others said they were amazed to see a Kremlin leader put on the spot. As one Muscovite said, I'm an old man. I could never even imagine such questions. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.